On this week's episode of the podcast, I have an absolute meltdown about the state of the world, and it's not unwarranted. It's absolutely out there. Juice is all in on Marvel Rivals and continues to plug away, much to all of our surprise, before we then go through back and forth in their video game Smasher Pass, meant to be lighthearted and fun.
It's dangerous.
What's up, Air the Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties and some video game talk.
I'm Juice Fox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about some video games.
Quality. It's coming together.
I feel it.
I told you last week, I said, hey, it took you 2 years to get the last one and only 2 months to get this one. And you were like, I don't know, I could still fuck it up. But I have faith in you. And so far, you've proven me right.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. I was really sick last week. So remember when I told you I was like, I'm girl bossing a little bit close to the sun. Yeah. Turns out I was just incredibly ill.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Both can be true. Like, you can be working so hard that your immune system's like, hey, fuck off. And then you're sick.
I think so, yeah. But then also, like, me, so I went and did this one girl's class, a girl that I work with. She coached and I did her class. Both of us go out for the count all weekend long. I saw her this morning. I went, how sick were you this weekend? She was just like, could barely move. And I was like, I have the exact same thing. Somebody in your class got us sick. And she was like, yep.
You know what I'm upset for is that you were sick on the weekend.
Yeah.
You didn't take Monday to yourself. You were still recovering Monday, but you're like, I got to go to work. But your sickness ate up your 2 days of rest and recovery and you time.
Yeah. So
you got to take that extra day to be like, no.
I mean,
I'm owed this shit.
But if I can be like very frank, while I was sick for those 2 days, I felt incredibly ill. Mr. Box, he made sure my tea was never not warm and never not full. He made me an incredibly healthy and wonderful hearty soup that he heated it up for me and put a little tray. With my own little personal bowl of crackers and like two different sizes of spoons in case I wanted a big one or a small one. Like, that man took care of me all weekend. Like, I didn't have to worry for nothing. So it was just like, I'll go to work on Monday. Like,
Mr. Box is the best.
Oh, I'm surprised he didn't rub my feet. Like, it was, I felt awful, but he cleaned the house, changed the sheets to make sure there was no like sicky gross in the sheets. Like, that man made sure I felt comfortable. So I was just like, I can go to work on Monday. It's fine. It's not like I need an extra day to lay around and feel like garbage.
I mean, I can kind of see your mental. I think it's the capitalism. I think it's the capitalism
oh,
in
it's
your
the
brain
capitalism.
Right now.
It's,
get
it's
that shit out of there. You deserve rest. You deserve to be able to sit and be like, hey, I need a day for me. I felt like shit. I need a day where I don't. You can't go from working hard to feeling like shit to working hard and just keep doing that back and forth forever.
I know, but you know what? For me, if I spend too much time laying down, and it's not a capitalism thing, it's a body image thing, I feel lazy and gross, need to move, and I knew that going to work was going to force me to move.
Yeah. I could make the argument that that is still capitalism, that you feel like you need to be productive or you're a lazy piece of shit, but I'm with you.
Move in general. Like, it doesn't have to be working moving. It just could be moving. Like, I could be walking on my walking pad. It could be all that stuff. But if I would have said, I'm staying home because I feel sick, I wouldn't have moved. I would have watched Yellowstone all day.
Yeah.
You know?
How do you feel about Yellowstone? Big feelings?
I want to like it. I want to like it. Yeah. I want to like it. You know, sure. I want to like it. I'm 3 episodes in. It's hard to hold me. It's real slow. But then like all of a sudden something incredibly violent and horrible happens. And I'm like, oh, well, how'd that happen? But then it's like a 45 minutes of slow and then one explosion or somebody shooting a horse.
The horse probably deserved it, though.
I think this podcast is over.
What? You have a soft... You feel protective of horses?
I think they're incredibly sensitive animals.
Yeah, they're so sensitive that you feel the need to stand 6 to 10 feet away for any photos you take with them.
Incredibly terrifying. Sensitive.
Coward.
Sensitive doesn't also mean horrifying.
Also, I forgot to harass you about this, but thanks for coming into my stream on the weekend and then starting a fight, making me look like a villain, and then leaving the stream. And it was at this point that he realized his microphone was funky and weird. Fixed it. So yes, I have a bone to pick with you. I have to air a grievance, Jupes Box.
What did I do?
You came into my stream. You started a fight. You made me look like a villain. Then you left the stream. You came in and you said, I'm down here playing games because my dog took my seat. And I said, that's stupid. Move the dog. And then I went on. I proceeded to go on a rant about how dogs should not take priority over human needs. And then everyone yelled at me, called me a monster, and you weren't even there for the fallout of it.
If it makes you feel better, I was lurking, but as soon as I said that, I matched in a Marvel Rivals game, so then I was just like, oh, okay. So I just like was playing, and I could hear you like going off on this thing, and then Mr. Box is talking to me, you're going off on this thing, and I am just like, squirrel scampi! Desperately trying to win this match. And then...
I have to check something. What is the voice line?
Squirrel Stampede.
Okay. I genuinely thought that you just said squirrel scampi, like the pasta. And I was like, hold on, please tell me. I understand, but I was like, Juice, please tell me that you're not saying squirrel scampi.
No, squirrel stampede. Okay. So I was just trying to do that. So that's when I came back. I was just like, hey, what the fuck were you talking about? Like, I kind of came back and I was like, what happened? Oh, so they were good. They were yelling at you.
People were upset. Yeah. People had big feelings about it.
It's because I was laying on the couch all day and then I got up for 1 second to just like, I got a new webcam holder, so I got up for 1 second just to set it up, and I was going to go lay back down. And Molly looked at the couch, and she went, that spot looks warm. And she hopped up, curled up immediately, like her little head on her little paws, and just, like, conked out of sleep. And I was like, well,
listen, I get it. Your dog's cute. I've met your dog. Molly's great. Move the dog. Like, it's...
No way.
The dog... This was the argument we got into. And listen, there's modifiers. There's exceptions to the rule. Like, some people were like... Well, my dog's 95 years old. And I'm like, well, then, yeah, don't move him. He'll turn to dust. But dogs, cats, 99% of the time, they're going to get up. They're going to go lay down. They're going to forget it ever fucking happened. They're going to go right back to sleep. They're not going to notice. It's not important.
I don't know if you've actually met my dog.
I have met your dog.
And you've seen her little hissy fits.
Yeah. I've watched her. And I've watched you guys be like, no. We're not doing this, diva. And then I've watched her throw toys across the room.
Yeah, when she goes over to a pot and then knocks it over when she's having a hissy fit, she'll go,
funny.
I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And for me, I was just like, you know what? I want to go play video games anyway. Jackson's live. I'll just go and hang out. So for me, it was a nice excuse to watch my friend stream and play a little bit of video games. All upset.
Hot damn. You've been playing a lot of Rivals. You've been sending me screenshots in between streams, in between content. And you're like, look at me. Are you proud, Dad? And I go, you bet,
41 kills on one of my games. 41.
So you've switched from just Jeff to Squirrel Girl.
I'm a Squirrel Girl. I'm Squirrel Girlin'. Is that DPS?
That's DPS. And that stands for?
Direct Pussy Suckin'.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know what else to say.
Designated PlayStation, remember?
Oh, what does that actually mean?
No, damage per second. It means you're a damage dealer. Your responsibility is to go kill stuff.
But Squirrel Girl, you do it from back.
Backline. Well, I mean, a lot of the damage dealers, they're squishy, which means they don't have a lot of health, which means you want to stay out of one-to-one you want to stay out of the group fights. You don't want to be somewhere where you can get targeted by 30 people. You want to be off to the side. You want to be in the shadows, like Batman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Batman. So Batman. I usually like to hang out near a healer, and I go, boo, boo, boo. And then I go, squirrel stampede.
Squirrel scampi.
Squirrel scampi. It's just pasta. I like it a lot. It's fun, and it's more satisfying to get that little KO button.
KO.
Oh, it's just like, ooh, that feels good. So
I'm really proud of you. You continue to exceed expectations from the get-go of me saying, you will hate this game, let's never play it, to you coming in and then me saying, you only like this because of Jeff. That's stupid. You're not playing the game, you're playing Jeff. The same way you're not playing Baldur's Gate, you're playing a dating sim. So I was sitting there like, okay, but there's a shelf life for you because you're playing one character. Sooner or later, you're going to get bored of that same character. And that'll be it for you. But here, you're redefining yourself. Changing characters, switching it up, going from one animal to another.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the next one? Mantis?
Don't like Mantis.
I'm just going on animals. Spider-Man?
No. Anybody who plays a Spider-Man is insane. Yeah, you're a crazy person. Difficult. I have no idea how you do this.
Yeah.
Crazy town. I think I want to try and get at least I don't know, 100 hours as Squirrel Girl.
100 hours?
That's my goal. I want to do 100 hours as Squirrel Girl and see how good I can get.
100 hours.
Yeah.
You're looking to chain more than 4 full human days into
over time.
Sure.
Over time.
Sure.
Over time. That could be an hour a day in 100 days.
I have played a lot of this game.
Mm.
A lot of this game. I've only put in 103 hours.
Okay.
I just think that's a massive amount of time.
25 hours.
Sure. That's great. I think that's a much more attainable goal for us.
Attainable. I don't know. In my mind, I was just like, I don't know, 100. I'm at 3 hours with Jeff for the amount I've played.
You've got to be. You know what? I bet you're looking at the season because it reset the stats at some point. Because you've played way more than 3. Yeah.
That's what I said. I was just I played way more than 3 hours of Jeff. Yeah.
Either way. I'm glad you're liking it. I'm glad you found something that, do you feel yourself getting competitive with it? Not playing competitive mode, but do you feel like a competitive spirit inside your heart?
I feel angry when Groot puts up a wall and I can't throw my little things, especially when Groot is on my team.
Sure.
Get fucked.
You kind of just got to you got to roll with the punches with Groot. He does this thing. Everyone else kind of has to adapt.
I see Groot and I immediately groan. Immediately. I hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's cute.
Anyways, he's cute. Anyways,
how are you? Baby dancing Groot. That's my favorite.
Oh, the dancing one?
Dancing.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm okay. I had the weirdest work day, just hour division wise. I started work at 8 a.m. I worked straight. I had meetings almost all morning until 1:30. And then I took lunch from 1:30 to 2:30. Mm. I went to the gym on my lunch. And then I came back and I worked 2:30 to 4. So my afternoon of work was 1.5 hours long to finish my day.
How did that work?
I had lunch so late and I started early. Usually if I start at 8, I end at 4 anyways. So I don't know. It was just a weird day. Discombobulating for sure.
Mm. Can I ask you an important question?
Absolutely.
In this moment in your life.
Tell me.
Who are the 3 most important people in your life?
How important to you is it that you're on the list?
It's fine if I'm not. It's fine if I'm not, but just give me the 3 most important people in your life. If I'm not on it, it's fine. I'll forever hold it against you. Thank you.
Our Lord and Savior, George A. Romero. That's the creator of zombies. He is kind of the creator of zombies. So Juicebox, the creator of zombies, and whoever invented Nibs candy.
Okay, those 3.
Those are my 3. That's my Mount Rushmore. Kind of. There's 4 on Mount Rushmore, but that's my 3.
That's your 3. Okay, now immediately, fuck, marry, kill, all 3.
I'm gonna fuck that Nibs, man. Let me tell you. I gotta say thank you for that. I probably got, but I gotta thank that person for putting all that joy out in the world. You know what I mean? George is already dead, so I'll kill him, and guess what, boo? You and I are getting married.
Ba, 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 ba. I thought you were gonna be sentimental with it, and then I could have really thrown you.
You should have known better.
Imagine you're like, my mom, this, and I'm like, fuck, marry, kill, now.
Kill, 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 kill. It's just an easier default. What a world we live in, where it's easier to kill than to show love for the ones that we care about. But yo, I'm saying, the Nibs guy.
Look at it. Back shots.
I'm giving it to him however he wants.
Let me just real quick.
You're going to Google the creator of Nibs?
I'm just going to Google who created Nibs. Inventor of Nibs. I just need to know. I got to picture this.
Yeah, let me see. Is he hot? There's no way there's a picture of one. There's no way they attribute this to one individual. 0% chance.
So Nibs are actually Twizzlers.
Yeah.
So the creator of Twizzlers.
Sure, let's do that. That counts.
This is the
research portion of the live stream, of the podcast.
The Young and Smiley Company invented Twizzlers, so...
Oh, that's getting scary territory.
Young and Smiley founder.
Okay.
So the Young and Smiley founder.
Sure.
Young and Smiley was founded by two people in Brooklyn in 1845.
Two for the price of one, baby.
By R.J. Young, S.V. Smiley, and H.W. Petherbridge.
That's three
and
people.
They kind of just look like old guys.
Sick. I'm in. But I get three. Honestly, for the price of one.
Yeah, you're going to have your first male threesome with two dead guys.
And do it.
Crushed it.
Nailed it.
Nice.
I went to a movie yesterday.
What'd you see?
At the theaters. And happy to report.
Nobody talked.
But I will say that the entire time we sat down, it wasn't a busy theater.
Before we do that, what movie?
It was Companion. I really like it. It's flown largely under the radar. I saw it on social media because I follow the male lead in it. He's in The Boys. Did you watch The Boys?
The TV show?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he plays Huey. His name's Jack. I always forget. Quaid. Jack Quaid.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, 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 yeah.
The male lead. The female lead was in Yellow Jackets. Did you watch Yellow Jackets?
Of course I watched Yellow Jackets.
So it's one of the girls, like the younger versions, the fucked up one.
Yeah.
She plays the lead. So those are the two leads. So for me, I was kind of in just on character. I watched a trailer, but I watched it on mute. And I'm glad I did. This is a type of movie where don't look too much into it. If you're just in for like, it. There's kind of horror vibes. There's some twists and turns. There's some sci-fi. There's some comedy. There's some like real world stuff in there too, but I enjoyed the ride. I thought it was really enjoyable almost the entire time. It happens very rarely, but this time I had to pee in the middle of the movie. I hate leaving, but this movie was good enough where I was like, I can't find an opportunity to go pee. I was like, I want to stick around for all this. But yeah, happy to report, not a super busy theater by any means, but as people were filtering in, just being aware of where people were and how loud they were talking, even though the movie hadn't started, my anxiety started to climb. My heckles came up. I was like, if you guys don't shut the fuck up during this movie, granted, listen, they're doing nothing wrong. The movie hasn't started. There's ads. You're they're like, just talking through the ads. But I'm still like, oh my God, if this fucking experience is terrible, I'm going to lose my shit. But yeah, it was overall very enjoyable. I got some popcorn. Nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom. With that being said,
tell me.
Fantastic Four. Did we see the preview?
I didn't watch the preview yet. Did you?
I did.
What we should have done, you know what we should have done?
Watch it together.
Live react, put a bonus video on the Patreon.
I was going to say live react and just put it on TikTok.
I don't know. I thought that's gone.
I love you so much.
The world around us is a fucking whirlwind right now.
I love you so much. I love you so much. Can I give you the TikTok lore of what happened?
It went away.
For
Let me express it to you and then you fix it.
Tell me.
Okay. It went away for 12 hours. They took it down. They said, hey, there's a message. It's like, hey, don't worry. Mr. Trump said he'll look into it. It's like, Mom, can you get your friends to help me with my school project? Yes, honey.
Wait, Mr. Trump's gonna look. Happened? That's exactly what happened.
I'm paraphrasing based on real nonsense. And then,
okay, yeah. I was like, that's
and
exactly
then 12 hours later, they're like, don't worry, it's back up. But he wasn't inaugurated at that point in time. So it's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. All of it is bullshit. The number of things that, okay, listen. I don't often bury my head in the sand. I have like a lukewarm understanding of the world around me most of the time. I'm kind of paying attention. Usually it's through conversations with other people. I don't try to actively avoid it. However, I fully subscribe to going and finding escapism, right? But I always have a little bit of paying attention. I hit a point where very quickly after inauguration, I was like, turn it the fuck off. I can't deal with any of it. And for 24 hours, I was like, no. In that 24 hours, holy shit, the world is just like, it's on drugs, man. It's so much faster. Everything's happening so quickly and none of it's good. But what is this whiplash where it's like, hey, just imagine the most heinous, upsetting, frustrating thing ever. That's going to happen in 72 hours. And then you spend the next 40, 50 hours like, oh my God. And then just before it happens, they're like, psych, never mind. Fucking idiot. You loser. You should have seen the look on your face. And I'm just like, I can't deal with anything happening in this world right now.
Feel better?
I didn't realize it was ranting until I stopped talking. I didn't realize that I was going off until I stopped talking.
I don't think I said a word for 2 minutes.
And another thing. Whoops.
Ouch, that hurt. Oh, my God. Well.
I'm doing fine.
That's good.
Just me and the Nibs boys.
I was going to say just you. And so maybe I was like, maybe I should send you some Nibs, bud.
Oh, man, that'd be good. Okay, I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to pair my going back to the gym with eating better. So that'll be.
I was sick for 5 days. So the throbbing tension headache that I have, I'm allowed to have a little bit of candy this week. Nom, 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 nom. Yeah, that's what I'm kind of doing for myself.
Sour candy?
Big feet.
Oh, the best.
Yeah, with the big best. Toe.
Yeah, big toe.
Speaking of food, crazy. Canadians, Canadian listeners.
Go ahead.
So with the whole, I don't want this to throw you for another
rant. Am I about to spiral again?
I just hope not. So with the whole tariff thing that is happening but not happening, I don't really know. It's kind of enlightened me to start buying more Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
I looked in my cupboards. I'm already doing it. I was so proud of myself.
You know what's also tough though?
Hmm.
Say the word. I just finished rewatching The Good Place. Have you watched this?
This is The Bad Place.
Yes. Smart. Great show. So good. Way to subject everybody to conversations about philosophy and ethics without them knowing. You know what I mean? Can really consider the world. Anyhow, the grand takeaway being from that, human existence has gotten too complicated. You can't make a single decision without a ripple effect of ethical consequences, correct? So like, yes, let's buy all this Canadian food. That's great. Hey, does it not just benefit the billionaires in Canada because we have a bunch of people that are hoarding all of the wealth around the food and shit?
You know what Jackson, I mean? Jackson.
The grocery store?
Jackson.
What's happening?
Jackson.
You know what I mean?
Take a breath.
You can't win.
I need you to take, it's just you to
like
take a breath.
The world is ending. All right?
I need you to stop.
What am I going to eat?
I need you to take a breath.
What do I eat?
Just take a breath.
That's fine. I'm fine. Let me just say this. To set the record straight, I'm fine. I don't know what you've heard, but I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'm fine!
Should we just get to the topic?
I got to put out a call to action here.
Is it you having a cigarette? Do you want to go jerk off quick and come back? I think you got some tension to release.
Can't do that because it's not Canadian. I don't know. No, I'm fine. My call to action is, I've been wearing one brand and one brand only of underpants for many years. They're cozy. They're comfy. They're delightful. They're durable. That's important. That's surprisingly important. Durable. American Eagle. Okay. We got to change it up. I need a Canadian underwear brand of good, affordable, cozy underpants. If you got them, let me know.
I think I buy mine from Old Navy. That's American.
That's very American.
I got it.
Tell me.
Commando.
Yep.
Yep.
Sworn off forever.
Tariffs. Guess what? Cock out.
Tariffs. Tear off my undies, you know? Speaking of tearing off undies, Juice, I thought it would be fun to come together. And you know how we've done some live stream or podcast topics? Gross.
Oh, did you hear that? Sorry.
Yeah. You know, we've done some podcast topics where we like assign things to each other and that sort of thing. I thought it would be really fun to come together and do a video game smash or pass. So we've both created lists for each other. Barely gamers listening along, feel free to play along with us. You know, shout your own answers in the car when you're listening to this, in the shower, wherever
smash
you are. Just yell smash or pass, depending on who these characters are. Now, this is a fairly visual thing. We're going to probably end up doing a little bit of Googling. Like, we got some knowledge. We got some depth here. But I think there's going to be ones I'm going to need you to look up. And
okay. I was going to say, you're going to know all mine.
Well, yeah, I'm a big time gamer.
Okay.
Yeah. Capital G gamer.
Yeah. With a Y in it.
Nuh-uh. G-A-M-E-Y-R.
Gamier.
Gamier.
Gamier. Okay. That's Can I go first?
You bet.
Okay. I'm coming in hot.
Okay.
Well, actually, cool on this one. From The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Princess Ruto.
Princess Ruto. I need to Google.
First one.
Princess Ruto. Which one is she in?
She is in... Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
I am speaking on adult Princess Ruto.
Oh, is there an adult version? That's why I laughed. I was like, this is very clearly a dolphin child.
No, the adult Princess Ruto.
Okay.
She is in Hyrule Warriors. She is also...
Oh my god, she had a glow up. Is this really her or is this fan art?
No, this is actually her.
She had a glow up. You know what? At first I saw the child version. I was like, no way, man. But
no, the adult version. All of mine are adults.
How does this make sense? She's like a hammerhead shark lady with like frilly arm curtains, but also has curves. I am confused.
Smash or pass?
I literally just searched Princess Ruto adult, although maybe that was probably my problem here. But there's like five images that are safe searched out.
Rule 34.
Don't rule 34 already.
Whoa.
This was a there's a cosplayer in here. Don't do that. That's accidentally. Oh, fur affinity. I'm sure that's fine. View image. Actually, that was very PG. I didn't expect this, but I'm going to smash.
Nice.
Princess Ruto, I'm going to smash. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Nice.
I've got yours now. I've got one. Okay. I want to give you one. So I'll be honest. This was challenging. And the challenge was finding ones that weren't just instant yeses for you. And I think that was the likelihood of this. So I think it's like finding the controversial choices here. So for example, my first one I wrote down was Joel from The Last of Us, but I crossed that right out. I was that's too obvious.
Immediate.
Then I wrote down Zangief. Do you know Zangief from Street Fighter?
How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
Z-A-N-G-I-F?
Zangief. Oh, Zangief. We talked about this.
I figured Zangief was a yes. I figured it would be like a hum and a ha, but here's a big muscular man. He's got hair in weird places, but I figured Zangief was going to be a yes.
Okay, so what's the actual?
So instead, also from Street Fighter, inspired by Zangief, I would like you to take a look at Blanka.
Blanka with a
B-L-A,
K.
Yep, Blanka, Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just go ahead and describe him for people.
Mm-hmm. Blanka is a mix between like a Hulk and like a Super Saiyan.
Okay, yeah, not bad.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. Now, the only reason I might say smash.
Yeah.
Demon Cave.
I don't know what that is. Do I need to know what that is? Don't send me a link. You know that I don't open links that you send me.
Is it Demon Cave? Goblin Cave.
Oh, yeah.
Goblin
that one,
Cave.
That one you sprung on me. That one you tricked me.
Goblin Cave, yeah. It's giving me Goblin Cave.
And
so
you're into it? Oh, that makes Goblin it a Cave good is, for you?
Goblin Cave is formative for most of us.
Sure.
So I'm going to say smash.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say smash.
You know what? I can't say I'm surprised. He's big and muscular, but I'm glad that we found
common ground.
Resolution
for me, it gives me a call to my formative years.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to give you one. This one might be easy.
Okay.
And it might be a quick one.
Go ahead.
And also maybe controversial.
Sometimes easy and quick is the best kind.
Bayonetta.
Oh. Bayonetta. Okay. Isn't Bayonetta an angel? So Bayonetta, I'm looking at pictures here. Bayonetta's got dueling pistols. She is tall in ridiculous high heels. She's got long dark hair that I believe is also her clothes. If this is confusing for you, don't worry. You're not alone. Bayonetta, yeah, pistols, fights demons, usually in like leather clad stuff. I get the feeling that her shoes, her high heel shoes are also guns, but I'm not sure. She has wings sometimes. She is, you know what? Again, you said that the biggest struggle that you found was finding almost every female character is completely objectifying. And I think that's true here. But I think for me personally, Bayonetta's barking up the wrong tree for me. I don't think Bayonetta does it. Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on Bayonetta. Real tall, real skinny. Listen, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But I just think for me and how it's hitting me in my current mood, in my current moment, I'm going to give a pass.
I think she, what I'm noticing now, kind of looks like someone from your past. Just saying.
You know what? Aside from the tall part?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to give it a pass.
We're going to give that one a pass. Also, I want to throw in a disclaimer here that this topic can very quickly shift into misogyny and all of these bad things. But we're going to do these as cheeky, cheeky, funny ha-has. And we're going to be as lighthearted as possible on these.
Ugh, so sensitive.
No, I just don't want people to yell at me after we put out this episode. And also, we are respectful young boys, I think, most of the time. So I just feel like we should, you know, state it up front.
Boobs.
Well, I mean, that's likely not going to be my response to anyone that you give me, where I just go, boobs, yes, please.
Okay, next.
Oh, next for you. You're probably going to have to look this one up. Mr. X from the Resident Evil series.
Ooh.
So Mr. I want you to describe it, but Mr. X finds you in, I believe, Resident Evil 3.
Oh my.
Maybe 2. Never stops following you. Hunts you around the entirety of the map. Can you go ahead and describe Mr. X?
Mr. X looks, he's like 7 feet tall. He's wearing a black leather trench coat. He has a very square head, bald. It looks like he laid in the sun for too long. And he's got kind of like a bluey hue to his skin.
Yeah, he's definitely wrinkly, bluey black, very okay. Stoic.
Here's what I'm going to say about this man, Mr. X. So for all the gay people listening, you're going to know this feeling. You're at the bar and you feel somebody staring at you. You feel their eyes on you and you're like, I don't feel comfortable. And then you look and there is a tall, older gentleman who I'm sure is very lovely, but he doesn't understand what no means. And he continues to stare at you, touch you, grab you, and berate you to how sexy you are, how beautiful you are, and how he should buy you a drink and you should go home with him. And it happens all night to the point where you get annoyed and you're like, get away from me. That's what Mr. X looks like.
I don't think that's an exclusive gay experience. I think women deal with that shit all the time too. I'm the only
men.
One. Yes. I think I'm the only one that's free of this curse.
So, but in a gay bar specifically, it is an older gay man who is from the cruising times, who used to not use apps. He would just do the classical cruising thing. Yes.
Is that why it's called Cruising Tango?
Yes.
It's reference to cruising.
Yeah. You're cruising, but you're also dancing. So it's a reference to like, it's a bar where you would pick up a guy to take him home while you're dancing. So cruise and tango.
Thank you for clarifying.
No worries. So that's what he looks like. He kind of looks like that guy that doesn't know how to take a hint at the bar. So it's Woody's. It's 1 a.m. He's had way too many Shirley Temples with a vodka spin on it. And he is just doesn't know how to hear the word no.
Sure.
So I'm going to say pass because of trauma.
Reasonable. And then also, hey, everybody, be better to each other out there.
Oh my God. Okay.
Gimme.
Okay.
Gimme.
I think this is gonna be a smash.
Okay.
And here is why.
Go ahead.
Throat goat.
Oh no.
Miss Pac-Man.
Jesus Christ, you clown. No, that's a pass from me.
Come on.
That's a pass from me. I can see where you're using your imagination and points for creativity on this one. She doesn't have a torso. That's a very important part of this equation.
I don't know, man. Miss Pac-Man, I think, would give like 30 out of 10 sloppy, you know?
No, she doesn't do it for me. The bow is too, it's too, you know, infantile as well. The boots are confusing.
I
get it. I know, but I get it. I understand that, but I'm just saying that the bow is what's it's partially throwing me here. She, yeah, you know.
Is it because she's bald?
She's also, wait, hold on. She is a miss. I always thought Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man were married, but she's a miss. Are they brother and sister?
Bro, I don't know how that works.
That's weird. That's a weird family tree. I don't want to dig in on. But no, this is a pass for me. And okay, I'm not going to go down a Rule 34 path, which might change things.
Rule 34, Miss Pac-Man.
Don't.
Wow. Yeah, no.
So your next one, I figured was an easy one. So this might be a speed run, and then I'll just follow up with another one here. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nathan Drake from the Uncharted series.
Nathan Drake. Smash. Immediate smash.
I thought it would be.
Smash, mostly because Tom Holland plays him in Uncharted.
In the worst movie ever. It's so terrible. It's such a bad movie.
It's so bad, but my king, Tom Holland, my baby, my twink lord.
He's also sober. I've heard stories about him.
Good. We cannot drink together.
He's worked really hard. You know how all the celebrities have alcohols?
Yeah.
He's worked really hard to make like a non-alcoholic brew, I think, as his business. I think so, yeah.
Ew,
to me, like, beer's gross and the alcohol isn't like...
People who drink non-alcoholic beer and they're like, I love it. I'm like, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah. Anyways. I figured this would be an easy one for you, but...
Okay, well, my next one's an easy one too.
Gimme.
Samus. Is it Samus?
Samus.
Samus? Samus with the suit on.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking zero suit Samus. This blue suit, right?
No, we're talking yellow suit.
Yellow suit. It would be a little of a challenge, you know, because it's cold and...
Metallic.
There's not a lot of squish, you know?
Not a lot of squish.
Might
get some hip bruises.
Yeah, that's going to hurt, I think.
Let's smash.
Yeah. Does she keep the helmet on?
Yep.
Pass. I feel like it would just be like with a robot. It'd be too cold. I need to gaze upon her eyes.
But you can see there's like a window.
I think it's a visor, a window. I think the visor is a one-way scenario.
You want a Rule 34. Wow. No,
don't stop Rule 34-ing these things.
Oh my God. It's
dangerous and scary and weird. If anyone's listening to the podcast and has gotten this far and doesn't know what Rule 34 is, absolutely do not Google it.
Do it.
Do not Google it. Anyhow, Samus Aran in the suit, aka, well, I guess she's not metric, but Samus Aran in the suit, that's a pass for me.
Oh my God, she's trans.
No.
Oh, by some not confirmed by creators of the game. So correct. It's just, okay. I think that might be, okay.
I think that's headcanon. I think that's fan.
Yeah, that's fan. That's fan. Because in a lot of the Rule 34, she has a dick. So I'm just like, she trans.
Why would you think that anything from Rule 34 is canon? How did you get there? How did you draw the conclusion that this pencil crayon, fucking scrap that, this crayon art on the back of an Arby's receipt that's made of characters? You're like, yeah, that's probably definitely based in truth, at least. Based in lore. What are you talking about?
There's a lot of
the quantity does not make it more true.
I don't know, man. Anyways, next.
This is a two-parter for you because I think the first one's going to be obvious. The second one's going to be the real test here. First one, Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Because you mentioned it kind of recently and you were like, you know what? I kind of would.
Okay. Now what's the second one?
Well, I just want to get confirmation that Donkey Kong is indeed a smash.
Smash.
Okay. Interesting. We're getting into some territory here. Okay. Follow-up, Bowser.
Ooh.
Authority, a bit of a mean streak, big and strong and scary. Lots to consider here. He is a turtle. Did you put in Rule 34?
Yes.
Oh my God. We are using canon only.
I don't know, man. These are pretty good. Smash. Smash.
You are hard to work with sometimes. Fine. You can have your Rule 34 version of Bowser, I guess.
I mean, he looks like he works out.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Okay. Chun-Li, Street Fighter.
Oh, that's probably a smash. I'm not even going to look that one up. Chun-Li, Street Fighter. How's she looking these days? Like, did they actually put clothes on her yet?
She kind of has the same outfit all the time, but she traditionally has the biggest thighs in all video games.
She does have strong thighs, and I think that's important. I think my history with figure skaters, they got strong legs. You know what I mean?
Strong legs.
I think the I think the groundwork has been laid.
She looks like her quads could like smash you into.
But you know what else about Chun-Li? She's capable. Capable. You know what I mean?
Capable.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you were being mean to me and me and Chun-Li were hanging out, she'd kick you in the head and I'd watch. I'd let her.
Dunk. Okay, next.
Sure. Good. For you, Clive Rossfield. I think it's another shoe-in, but mostly this is an effort to present you with a character I think you haven't seen.
Oh, I've seen Clive. This Final Fantasy.
You've seen Clive?
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 16.
Honestly, smash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
He's got a face tattoo that is later a facial scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks sensitive and tortured.
Sure. He does look emo boy, and that's like his vibe. That is his vibe.
This is a good vibe into mine.
Oh, okay.
Abby, Last of Us 2.
Let me, you know what? I didn't get Last of Us 2. I didn't get this far in the game. She was introduced, but I didn't play much beyond that. I have to go back and play it. I only played the first like 7 hours of the game. Mm-hmm. I did see a headline today that that people are mad that the actress didn't get as big and buff as Abby from The Last of Us 2, because apparently she's huge, and I'm seeing these screenshots. She is very
gigantic. She's
super strong, which good for you. And then the director was like, it doesn't matter. That's not as important to the way that we're telling the story. I'm like, sure, that doesn't... Everyone needs to settle the fuck down. Because everyone said the same thing about the Ellie casting, right?
Yeah.
And crushed it. So shut up, everyone on the internet. I mean, are we pulling her out of the apocalypse?
No.
So there's still not access to like showers.
No, you two almost died in a zombie attack. Hormones are racing. Heat is rising.
Well, I think it's inevitable at that point.
And then it's a smash or pass right there.
Smash.
Smash.
Nice. I say thank you for saving me. You are a capable and strong woman. How can I service your needs? I say, how could I ever repay you? Abby from The Last of Us 2. I use her full name every time.
She immediately pegs you.
Into it.
Smash.
Well.
Nice.
I mean.
She's smashing you.
She's strong. She's real strong. Next one for you. This one's a little questionable, but I think these seem a little easier. I'll do this as a two-parter. Because I think one's going to be really easy. Jacob from The Quarry. He's the Chad-looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Smash. Smash.
I kind of did know
immediate
that.
Immediate smash.
Okay. I honestly thought that one would give you a little more pause.
No. With the crop top?
Does he have a crop top? Yeah, I guess maybe he has like the 80s camp counselor crop top.
Immediate smash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow-up question. Dwight from Dead by Daylight.
Smash.
Wow. Okay. We're going. I thought those two were complete opposites. I thought they were complete different ends of the spectrum here.
No. If anything, Dwight is more my like.
Dwight's more your speed.
More my speed. Yeah.
Nervous little geeky boy.
Love a nerd.
Barely capable, but kind of capable.
Kind of capable. Brave enough to go into the trenches, but might not finish.
Sure.
You know?
Okay. Sure.
Smash.
Okay, impressive.
Yeah. Smash.
What else you got for me over there?
Lazelle, Baldur's Gate.
She the blue one?
No.
She's not the blue one?
No, she's a...
Oh, she's the green one.
She's a green one. What race is she?
I don't know. You played a lot more of this than I did. I think half-orc, but I don't know.
No.
She looks cool in armor. She's got cool armor in these pictures. She's got really cool armor in these pictures.
Kreish.
Sure. Oh my god. Is that the voice actress? Cool.
Githyanka. She's Githyanki. Githyanki.
Githyanki. I'm gonna pass because of compatibility issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
But you know what else? Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Parts, you know? I don't know.
You don't think her parts would be fit with your parts?
I don't think so. I don't know.
We'll never she's know. Got like a tentacles down there or something?
Maybe. Honestly, maybe that makes it better. But she seems cool. Don't get me wrong. She's going to be in my party. We're going to hang out. I think we'll be close friends.
She can watch.
That's not what I said at all. When I said party, I didn't mean like party at my head. Yeah, that's not what I meant. I just meant like my adventure group.
Fair.
Yeah. I think when I concepted this, I went, this will be a fun, lighthearted thing. But then I think it's still fun. Don't get me wrong. But I think I'm learning way more about you than I initially intended to. So that's all.
Really? You're giving me traditionally handsome men and asking me if I would have sex with them.
And Bowser?
Smash.
And Dwight, I wouldn't say is conventionally handsome. Next one, to throw you for a little loop here, juice box, the Lamb from Cult of the Lamb.
Pass.
You didn't even look at a picture. Look at a picture.
I don't need to.
Look at a picture. Runs the cult. Everybody is looking for a piece. You know what I mean? They had to implement that in the game because everyone was looking for a piece.
Bro, he looks like a kid.
Look up Rule 34. The Lamb from Cult of the Lamb.
Rule 34. Wow.
So, smash?
Can I say? All of them? He is a woman with massive breasts.
It's Cult of the Lambs, cult, lady, lamb. Is it a
all
lady?
Of them, all of them. He's a lady. Huh. All of them. All of them. He has big, fat titties, giant ass, and sometimes a penis. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting.
So definitely. For, once again, compatibility issues, because gay, pass.
Okay. Follow-up question. Another good one for you.
Okay.
The L block from Tetris.
Hmm.
The L block from Tetris.
The L block?
The L block.
What color?
Blue. Light blue.
Light blue.
Light blue.
Mm. Light blue. Smash?
You tell me?
Mm. You know what? Pass.
You're going to pass?
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
That's disgusting. I can't believe you.
Yeah. I'll tell you why later.
Okay. That makes me nervous. I actually don't want to know later.
Will know why. The viewers will figure it out. Pass.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's fine. Go ahead. Proud of you.
Thank you. You, Freya, God of War.
In.
Smash.
Yep. I'm gonna refresh my memory here. God of War, Freya. Oh. Yeah, she goes a little nuts, right?
She goes a little crazy.
She tries to fight you.
She goes a little cuckoo.
She goes a little cuckoo. Good mom. We talked about this on a podcast a long time ago, admittedly. That someone being a good parent is actually very attractive.
Okay. I'm glad.
You said that too. You had very strong feelings about it, in fact. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever she wants.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
I'll take care of her. Master Chief.
Master Chief?
Master Chief from the Halo series. He's going to be very similar to the Samus Aran question that you had for me.
So we're keeping it on?
Keep on the suit.
All of it?
Well, most of it.
Smash.
I think the suit gives him like super strength and stuff too. So like you're in luck.
Also, the suit is. Yeah.
You're into the suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like Batman.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me.
1999 Batman with the nipples.
Ew. George Clooney with the nips.
With the nipples and yeah. Robin with the nipples.
Yeah.
And their magical girl transformation into Batman and Robin. Come on.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
If that didn't make me gay, I don't know what did. Okay. Crystal from Star Fox.
Oh, is that a bunny?
No.
Crystal Star Fox. Oh, wow. Pass. Thank you, though.
No? You don't want to live your furry blue fox. No. She looks very, very...
she's blue fox, but very humanoid.
Very humanoid.
They're just like, what if the humans... grew a little bit of fur, got some tail, like basically this one, her whole body is in a suit. It's just a human But it's a furry. Plucked a tail out the back and put a fox head on it. It is it's a thousand percent a furry. Thank you for challenging me on this one. Pass, Crystal.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have to Google this one.
Great.
Pagan Min. P-A-G-A-N-M-I-N. He's in Far Cry 4. He's the main villain. Can you describe Pagan Min to us?
Pagan Min looks like he's in a pink suit, and he has that traditional gay haircut where gay guys had a lot of the early 2000s, where they would just shave the outside of their head and keep a very long mop on top and then bleach it. Now, just to give you guys an idea, this looks like he used to do that when he was a hot twink, but it has been like 15 years and he still is doing that, and he has not taken care of his skin. He has done way too much methamphetamine. He also probably doesn't have really good teeth. And once again, doesn't know how to say no. And if he messages you on an app and you don't respond within 5 seconds, he goes, wow, thanks for wasting my time. So I'm going to say pass.
Because trauma.
Because he looks gross.
I respect it. I will say that upon image searching, the pictures that they give are not the best ones. But that being said, I don't know that there are. You know what I mean?
There's not even a lot of Rule 34 for him.
Wow. The internet turned their backs on him.
They did.
That's how you know you fucked up.
There's not a lot of Rule 34 for you. Is there a Rule 34 for us?
I was going to ask, but I didn't want to. Please don't Google. Did you just Rule 34 yourself?
Yeah. None.
Oh, well, there's a hole in the market, as they say. There's an opportunity, Aban. There's absolutely none of me.
There isn't any of you, but if you look up Flannel Jack's Rule 34, there's just a bunch of your selfies.
That makes me super nervous. That makes me super nervous.
So if you guys are out there, we would like a Rule 34 of Jackson and Jackson alone.
Absolutely not.
No, last one.
Give me.
Do you have a lot? Is this
one more?
You got one more?
Time to well.
Lady Dimitrik.
Lady D. Lady Demesque.
Lady Demesque.
In Resident Evil Village.
Zombie mommy.
Big smash. I think she's what, 7'2"?
7'2". Vagina that could fit your entire arm.
You sure? Is that canon, or did you get pulled down the Rule 30? How much Rule 34 Googling did you do ahead of this?
I'm doing it as we go. Lady Dimitri, Rule 34.
Demestri. Yeah. I think she, let me go canonical height on this one. She is 2.92 meters. Come on. Come on.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. This claims that she is 9'6". Is that real?
9'6".
Wow.
I don't think you'd fit, babe.
She can pick me up and carry me around. She cradled me like a little baby. She took care of me. She keep me safe.
Keep me safe. She puts you inside of her like a baby.
Oh yeah. She's like 9'6". Oh my goodness. Yeah. Thanks.
Smash.
Thanks, Lady D. Yep.
You know what's really funny? When you Rule 34, that's exactly what she's doing to men. It's just her like
Cradling them.
When here she's finger banging him. That's kind of fun. But like
Next time I'm in your home, I'm going to make it so that you can never visit Rule 34 ever again.
It's just Google.
It's cursed. Anyways. Your last one, Juicebox. Smash or pass. You're probably going to have to Google this one too. Joseph Seed.
Another Joseph Seed. Babe, just the last name. I think you got me.
Joseph Seed is another villain in a Far Cry game. Far Cry 5.
I was going to say, I just see his real, like his actor. Oh, no, wait. It's just really well rendered.
Yeah.
You know what? Smash.
Really?
Yeah.
So to describe Joseph Seed, he is kind of greasy looking.
Yep.
He looks like the most aggressive, radicalized version of any hippie.
Yep.
With like long slick back hair and a big beard. He's wearing yellow tinted sunglasses.
Yep.
But he looks like he's capable of heinous crimes. And in the game, he absolutely is. He is a cult leader. Preaching the end of the world at the hands of God. But you're all in.
I'm in.
Something we need to unpackage in that, I'm sure. Unpack! Unpack! Not unpackage! Anyhow, you crushed it. Good job, Juice.
Good job. And with that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us for another week of It's Dangerous Skull Alone. I hope you enjoyed our little smasher pass, and I hope you followed along and you smashed and or passed. And with that being said, I want you guys to smash on whatever Jackson's about to tell you.
We've been on a journey here together, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If you wanted to find a way to support the podcast, you could go and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/itdangerpod, where you can find a whole myriad of additional bonus content, including but not limited to full video episodes, access to every episode a day before the rest of the world, and at certain tiers, a monthly cameo-style video for myself and Juice. If you've got no Loons or Tunes to spare, that's A-OK by us. Please go and check out our Instagram. We're over there at itdangerpod as well. I've been really enjoying creating clips and then engaging with people in the comments recently, too. So thank you for everybody doing that. And that's it for me.
And you know what I'm always going to smash on? All you guys listening. Thank you guys so much for another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. And we're going to see you next week with a little bit more. Bye.